BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The Ethiopian government says it has freed a leading opposition politician after more than a year in detention. The release of Merara Gudina, the head of the Oromo Federalist Congress, comes as part of efforts towards national reconciliation. On Monday, the authorities said they'd dropped charges against 500 people. Police in Myanmar have opened fire on a crowd of Buddhists in the state of Rakhine, killing seven people. Thousands of ethnic Rakhine people, also known as Arakanese, have gathered for an annual ceremony marking the end of the Arakan Kingdom. The Catalan Parliament opens today for the first time since the regional government was dismissed in October last year for attempting to break away from Spain. Pro-independence parties want to re-establish a coalition government following elections in December. It's emerged President Trump's former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, refused to answer questions in Congress during a hearing on Tuesday over alleged Russian links to the Trump campaign. Mr. Bannon's lawyer said his client was under instructions from the White House not to respond to certain topics. The authorities in Pakistan have deployed thousands of paramilitary troops and police as opposition supporters gather for an anti-government rally in the city of Lahore. A Hong Kong democracy activist, Joshua Wong, has been jailed for 3 months for obstructing the clearance of a protest camp in 2014. This is the second time he's been sent to prison for his part in the demonstrations. His lawyers say he will appeal against the verdict. And the medical authorities in Uganda have warned that blood transfusion supplies in the country are critically low. The blood bank facility in the capital Kampala is reported to be practically empty, with only about 100 units of blood available, rather than the 1,000-plus units required every day. BBC News.